Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Okay, guys, we are back in studio here in LA. Aurora and I have so much to recap. We just had an amazing weekend over the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. So we are going to recap our amazing weekend. Lots of news to share. Aurora may or may not have a boyfriend. They, them. I don't know. Something to share. So let's just dig right into to this. So we weren't going to go to the Super Bowl. And then obviously the Niners made it. And of course, there's opportunities for work and seeing people. So we, within like a couple days, got it together. And
I know.
We had to find glam. We had to find a ride. We had to find a hotel. All the things in just a matter of days with five kids between us. But
I know.
We did it.
We did do it. And there was the option for me to go to the game. And because I don't understand football and I don't really care about football, like I always feel guilty taking a ticket. So for all of the games, everyone's like, why don't you go? Why didn't you go? And I'm just like, I feel like guilty when I take that ticket from somebody who would like die to go to the Super Bowl and I could care less.
I personally like to watch it on my couch. I beelined like first thing Sunday morning to watch it from my couch. But let's go back. And Aurora, I will let you take this because I think this person is a key character in our storyline for
you
the
do?
Weekend.
Okay. Yes. So I started dating somebody. We came up with a story that we're going to tell people so we don't have to say that we met on Raya. So here's the story. We were both with our kids. Well, I don't want to out him, but he has kids and they're around my kids' age. And we were at a park and then we both bumped into each other and he asked
in slow motion.
And he asked me out on a play date. And that's not how it happened, of course. I actually met him on Raya. We talked. We were not interested. And then like a month went by and we ended up like reconnecting on neither of us drink. So that was like what we kind of bonded over. And then we went out on a date and, you know, like when it's just so interesting, I had a lot of people ask me, what do I do about my situationship or, you know, setting boundaries in a relationship? And it doesn't, when something comes easily, it makes you realize just how futile, like all the other bullshit was that you were dealing with. Like I've dated a list of guys since I became single and all of them were just like eye roll, red flag, like too much thinking, too much brain power that I'd have to use to dissect texts and understand like what is your intention. And then when something comes into your life that's just easy and makes sense and you don't have to question like how much does this person like me? What are their intentions? It makes you realize that that's how it should be.
100%. And so many people will say relationships are work. And I beg to differ. I think they should be so easy. You should know the communication, like you said, is so like cut and dry that you know exactly what he's saying, what he meant by it. And I remember getting the text. I was at the gym and you called me or texted me and told me about someone. I was like, wait, what? You're going to go on a date? Who? And she goes, yeah. So like, we're basically getting married. And I was like, this is moving very fast. But it sounds like from the get, he was so honest and the communication was just there right off the bat. And right away, I'm like, I'm a fan.
It's so nice to not have to wonder what someone's intentions are and how much they like you and if they like you and if they're dating other people. The thing is, like, a lot of guys that I went on one date with or two dates, whatever, they were dating other people. And I don't know if it's just me or other women too, but I don't like when somebody that I'm really into is dating other people.
Sharing is caring when you're a child with toys, but not with men.
I do not like sharing is caring when it comes to adult dating. If you like somebody, I think within like by the second date, you should be like, are we going to be exclusive or not?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I'm with you.
What's the point? I don't know. It's just,
well, we're adults. We don't have time to wonder and to dissect, like you said. It's like, should I get off the pot? Like, are we doing this? Are we going to the next level? Are we going on the
exactly.
next date or not? Because I'm definitely not sharing you.
And a relationship is hard work in some ways. Like, he has kids, I have kids.
Yes.
Just like orchestrating time to spend together, that is hard. Being intentional about making sure you get that quality time can be difficult. But
yes.
The things that should never be difficult are, do I feel secure? Mm-hmm. Do I feel safe? Do I feel taken care of? Do I feel like I'm being taken advantage of? Like, there are certain things that you just can't ignore.
100%. And can we say his name?
I don't think he's...
Just first name?
I don't think we can.
Okay, let's call him, what, Mystery Man?
We're going to call him Dr. Love anyway.
So Dr. Love, fast forward, can we talk about Vegas?
Okay, so yeah, so we went to Vegas with Dr. Love. He brought us there.
He brought us there on his private jet, by the way. Well, I mean, come on. So I was like taking pictures. I was doing all the wrong things. I ate all the snacks. I was the first one there. You know, I'm taking video. I'm doing my TikTok. I'm like, I'm on a private jet. But I'm there and I'm like, this is awesome. Very new money of me. I broke all the rules, but I was very excited. And then Aurora came in. She brought her assistant who helped us so much with content over the weekend, which was so helpful.
Oh my God, Bailey's the best.
Yes, yeah. So helpful so that we could actually be present. We weren't really on our phones, honestly, which was awesome.
I know. We need to take her with us everywhere. Although now she probably is going to quit because she made so much money on blackjack.
Yes,
she doesn't
we'll get there. Yeah. So first of all, we fly from Orange County to Lake Havasu. Why? Well, there's so many private jets coming in. I know, first world problems. They're all coming in at the same time and there's rules and regulations around, you know, airports. So we had to fly into Lake Havasu. We're literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, it is the desert, no man's land. I'm like, Dr. Love is dropping us off to like burn our bodies in the middle of nowhere. And then,
I'm like, follow me, guys.
Yeah. And then there's this huge party bus and we take a 2-hour drive on a party bus to Vegas so that we can get in. And it was amazing. There was a stripper pole. We just talked the whole time. I continued to eat the free food. And I got to know Dr. Love, which was great. And we get straight to our hotel and right into glam. And I think Aurora had 15 minutes to do her glam.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you could kind of tell. Well, the hair came out perfectly.
Yeah.
That was the long, that was Kristen's hair.
Lots of questions on the hair.
Yeah.
So the long ponytail braid that Aurora was wearing in our video, that was from insert name here. It's like $50 for hair pieces. I suggest the braid. I've had other pieces. Not my favorite. This one is amazing.
I suggest a little shorter braid if you're not. Well, I think you can get a different length.
Oh, you can? Yeah, I like the long ratchet look. So
yeah.
It was perfect for Vegas. It looked amazing. So then you had to go do an event. And then we all went to an event, the Cash App event, which was cool. But it's so funny because we get there and first of all, it's freezing.
I know. I felt like I was in college again, waiting in line outside the club, which by the way, we're waiting in line with like celebrities and like everybody was waiting in line.
Gabrielle Union was like right after us. I was like, oh my God,
There's only porta potties.
Yeah.
Like,
she looks amazing in person though.
I was like,
wow. I think she's like mid 40s.
Yeah. Black don't crack.
Black don't crack.
Same thing with Usher too. We'll get
there. Yeah, we'll get there. And so it's so funny that we go into this party and you can tell they're TikTokers by how they dress and the generation. I'm like, they're all wearing baggy clothes and crop tops and they look like children.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, that person has 10 million followers. I'm like, I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
Zero idea.
No, me either. It didn't even occur to me until you just brought it up right now.
All those children around us.
I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah, and we're just not drinking, chugging Red Bulls, and Kendra Camargo's on, but we were so tired.
Well, we
left.
Bumped into Olivia there.
We saw Olivia.
So Olivia was there, but she was like on her own time. She was on her own schedule because she was so zoomed in to like Christian and just trying to be there for him.
I have to say, like, I love that. And I know the WAG culture, it's gotten way crazier since my day, for sure. It is intense. But I love and respect that she was there for him and him only. She didn't really go out aside from like one job she had to do, which was for work. She was there for him. She was not there for anything else.
No. Well, Olivia doesn't party anyway. No. So I think she was probably thankful to have that excuse. So didn't have to go out.
Yeah. And then we went back. We left before Kendrick got on and we ordered room service. Yeah. We were exhausted.
We were tired. And I honestly, it's hard to, not going to lie. I love waking up not hungover in Vegas, but the way I've done Vegas in the past, which is like not going to bed till 6 a.m., like chain smoking cigarettes at the blackjack table on Adderall. Like, it's just hard to go back.
Days.
It's hard to do it different and act like it's the same level because it's just not.
No, but it's so funny. Like, even though we didn't go to clubs, we didn't do bottle service or anything like that, and we didn't drink, I still felt when I got home, I was like, I need to bathe in holy water.
Oh, I know.
Vegas still has that effect on me.
Just wearing heels all night is enough. Like, I felt hungover just from that.
Yeah. So, okay, then the next day, we had a crazy day. That's when we woke up. We went straight to a fitting for Roberto Cavalli, which is Italian. All of them are from Milan, doing the double kisses. And we're like, we're here for Robert. Robert Cavalry.
Because Bailey's, my assistant is from Texas. So she kept calling it Robert Cavalry or something. And I was like, keep your voice down. You're embarrassing.
But it was the whole day and it'll round up at the end. But it was a pretty like princess day. Like we were being fitted by these couture gowns. And we get to choose.
They were
such an amazing team hyping us up. And then from there, we went straight to Radio Row where we did an interview with the Bella Twins, who were absolutely lovely.
But they're not the Bella Twins.
Oh, sorry. They are Nikki and Brie. Nikki and Brie?
Nikki and Brie is what they go by now.
That's their Brie brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garcia. Yeah. They were awesome.
They were so cool. Identical twins and just very down to earth, very articulate.
Yeah, and funny and easy.
Yeah.
I will say at the end though, and they didn't know this, but they were doing like a hot or not, which isn't like our business to be in fashion A or B, like trying to bring down other women. So I didn't love that part. But then they brought up Alex Earl and because we got extra points for using football terms. So I was like, red flag on the play, poor sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And Aurora's just like, she's basic. And I died. Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, my God.
And then from there, we had a spa appointment. And we were like, oh, yeah, which was a terrible idea. But I thought this was funny. We're literally running like Ratchet with our shoes off because we're going to miss this. And if we miss our spa appointments, we still get charged fully. So we're sweating, running in the middle of the casino.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Like thousands
that was
of people.
So funny. What was funny was when we got there and the guy was like, you know, which makes sense. He's like, no, if you're late for your appointment, then like we give you what's remaining. And
time.
If you miss your appointment, then you still get charged. And Kristen's like, acting like she has no idea where this policy could come from. Like, it makes no sense. And I'm like, well, it kind of makes sense because, like, you know, they can't fill the spot and then they lose the money and the person, like, doesn't make their money for that time. And she's just like, absolutely not. And, like, the guy went with it.
Yeah, I was like, I got this. It's handled. And I essentially convinced him that it was his fault.
Yes.
That they did not communicate, his staff did not communicate the policy on such a busy weekend. And
with the policy, which is show up for your appointment.
Well, you know, we made it work.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, and 5 minutes later, they're like, actually, take your time.
Yeah.
And I had the best massage of my life. It was at the Aria Resort. The spa is 5 stars.
It is 5 stars. And, you know, Kristen really made me aware that if you act like a crazy ass Karen, you get better service. And
well,
people
if you don't ask, the answer is always no. Okay.
I guess so.
But I did have the best massage. It was insane. I loved it. And
mine
then we
too.
we refused to put our heels back on. So we stole the slippers, the rubber slippers.
We were just ratchet the whole thing. Yeah.
We're like, if you see us, no, you didn't. Someone did DM me. They're like, I saw you guys running.
No, you didn't.
I'm like, nope, wasn't me.
Somebody said I saw you running.
Yes.
That's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. No, it wasn't me.
Oh my gosh.
And then we went straight into glam again. We had these amazing women we worked with and we were all best friends, like, because you're in glam for a couple hours and, you know, you're doing hair, I'm doing makeup. We were like in deep talks about sobriety and our life and our childhood trauma and laughing, and it was, they were absolutely amazing.
They were both sober too, but different kinds of sober, like the
California sober,
like they smoke weed or they drink weed or take gummies, but they don't, they're not like in a program. I'm finding that a lot more common lately.
And that's something like I think about with you, because for me, as you're one of your best friends who knows you very well, I don't see you as an alcoholic per se who, you know, has alcohol's ruining your life by any means.
No.
I see it as you're just better without it.
Yeah.
And those are two different things.
I think my mental health is just too fragile to add alcohol in the mix, like just having ADHD and also going through like a really traumatic experience, like having a divorce, having two kids. Like, I think there's certain times in your life where it's just like, if things aren't going great, like alcohol is going to make it worse.
100%.
And then, like, you know, I don't know, if things are going really well, does alcohol enhance an experience? Maybe not. Like,
yeah. And that's what I'm finding. I haven't drank for about a month now. And I'll like text and call Aurora and I'm just on shit. I'm like, I feel like I'm on Adderall.
Yeah.
My mind is so much more clear. Not to mention the physical benefits. Like, I haven't had a migraine, which I suffer tremendously from. Like that extra layer of like whale fat on me is gone. And just my
blubber.
My blubber is gone. My mental clarity, I am getting so much more done, but not in a cracked out aggressive way. I'm just, I haven't smoked weed either, which is really cool because that's something I haven't gone without for years and also been a month without it. And I'm getting so much more done just very casually and calmly, like even doing an extra load of laundry throughout the day. Now I'm less stressed as well. I'm less anxious.
Like, you weren't having like a glass every night though, right?
No, I would. It's more like a when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
It's just, I had such a high tolerance. If I'm going to drink, it's going to take me 6 margaritas to feel something.
See, I would never get to 6 margaritas, but I would have a glass of wine every night.
Yeah.
Which
just a little
adds
bit of poison.
Up. Yeah. Which adds up.
Yeah. So I love it. The mental clarity is amazing. I've gotten more done in the last month and probably the last 4 months combined.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it. So I think it's cool that we got to, you realize so many other people are doing that. And it is kind of becoming like, when I see someone who doesn't drink, I'm like, good for you.
And it's nice to hear your story from other people. Like our makeup artist was like, no, I didn't drink every night. But like, you know, it was only a matter of time before I got shit faced and started a fight with my husband. And I was like, okay, well, like I can kind of relate to that.
Makes sense to try to avoid that.
Yeah.
So we go to Roberto Cavalli. We are wearing, okay, first of all, our makeup was like glam. It's essentially stage makeup, which
We have to say that during our makeup, Dr. Love walks in and says, I just lost $250,000.
Yes. So this makes it all so much better. He walks in casually down $250,000. That is a down payment on a house. Okay, Dr. Love? Casually. Then he leaves. All right. And then he comes back and he's like, what shirt do I wear? I'm like, are you just not like bawling your eyes out right now? Because I would. And so we do our glam. We look like we are going to the Grammys. We are wearing couture gowns. You looked amazing.
Thank you.
But we're walking through. And first of all, we get out of the car and you walk out. And then I don't know if you heard this. And then I walk out and there's a group of guys and they go, wow, there's two of them. And I was like, that's the confidence boost I need tonight. And we're walking through and people are parting the ways like the Red Sea. I've got like a huge train. Like Aurora's just has like this swag in her walk. She's wearing leopard.
I felt like a cat.
Yeah, you did. You did the cat eye.
Yeah.
And we go to the show, which was beautiful. And Dr. Love says to Aurora, and he's a dude. He's like, I don't care about this.
Yeah, he's
show.
Like, is it okay if I leave now? And I'm like, well, I know. You know what? I think I saw him like at the bar and I was just like, you can go gamble.
Yeah,
I know you
that's
want
like
to.
Any man, any straight man at a fashion show is like, can I go now? I took a picture. Can I leave? And she's like, sure. So we, you know, stay 10, 15 minutes. We leave and we're walking, Bailey, Aurora, and I. And I have a video of it. I need to post it. And she's on the phone with Dr. Love. We're trying to find him. And like, hey, we're done. Like, where are you? And Aurora turns to me and she goes, Dr. Love just got kicked off the tables. he's winning too much money. I'm like, what? She goes, he just won 200 grand. What?
No, it was up 250.
He was up 250. He was up,
lost 250, lost then 250, yeah, made 500 back. Or something. Yeah,
no, he was originally down 150 and then he won 250. So he was up like $100,000. And then we see him and our, you know, we just look like the highest of high-end escorts at this point with our
totally. Tour gowns.
And I just see Aurora and she's holding a huge bag of cash.
Straight like, up just
also
cash.
Full mob wife, by the way.
Yes.
In her mob wife era. And Dr. Love takes is holding another bag and he's got a wad of cash and he starts banging it on the window of Louboutin. And they open the doors. They're closed for the evening. They open the doors for us. And he's like, ladies, pick out a pair. And I'm just like, and Bailey's like, no, I can't. And I'm like, okay, I'm a size 9.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, it was so fun. It was truly like a pretty woman moment.
Yeah, that was something out of a movie.
It was a movie.
And he was like, you get Louboutins. You yeah. get Louboutins.
We FaceTimed Tyler.
And Tyler got Louboutins.
And he's like, bro, you want to get the shoes I just got? Well, I'm matching red bottoms. And Ty's like, yeah, he didn't know, by the way, when I came home. He's like, wait, you guys were serious?
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And it was truly out of a movie. And oh then we're God. Walking Aurora. I'm just like looking at you, which by the way, as your friend, I was just like, hell yeah, Aurora. For all the shit you went through, the universe is like, don't worry, I got you.
Yeah. And of course, like I'm the last person too who like actually cares about getting a pair of Louboutins. So I feel like it's just ironic that like here I am at the Super Bowl, no business being at the Super Bowl, getting Louboutins, no business getting the Louboutins.
Yeah.
Like it's just so fun.
And then we go back. We're like, okay, we haven't had a real meal. Like literally, I think we had a, like room service breakfast in our cave rooms. We hadn't really eaten. And we finally sit down. We see Olivia and a bunch of friends.
And Sophie
dinner.
And everybody. Sophie. And we're like, we just saw that Louboutins and everyone's jealous.
Yeah, well, because we were supposed to meet them for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And Olivia calls me. She goes, are you going to make it? I'm like, okay, so here's the deal. We're at Louboutin right now.
And we're not leaving.
And we're not leaving. Dr. Love is up 100 grand. He's taking us shopping. I'm wearing a $3,000 dress. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, sorry.
So anyway, sorry, not sorry. We see them like on cloud 9. Having the best time. And then we finally eat. And then I just love Dr. Love. He's so good for you. You guys are so different in so many ways, but I think that's actually really beautiful. And then we're about to leave. We're exhausted, Rick. We're not going out. And as we're on our way to the elevators, Dr. Love's like, I'm just going to hit the tables one more time.
He did. I don't even remember.
No,
that.
Yes. This is when he won $80,000 more.
Oh, and then I remember this.
And
now.
He gave some chips to the girls. The girls won some money. Everyone won some money.
Oh, yeah. Olivia won money. Olivia won Chrisia, money. Who's Olivia's social media girl, won money.
She won money.
Bailey won money. Everyone, Bailey won like $7,000.
And she was, I remember her just like holding her chips and she just was shocked.
She's
like,
so happy because she's going to use it for her. She's a singer, mm-hmm. aspiring
check her out,
singer.
Bailey Baum on yeah. Spotify.
And she's like going to make a music video or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. She's like, you don't understand. This is gonna change my life. And so that was it. Was really sweet.
Yeah, what a good weekend.
That was amazing. And
well, see, this is how Vegas is, though. Okay, so we're at a high, and then just imagine the next morning. The next morning, Dr. Love, I was like, we were in our cave, yeah. and I'm just like, listen, you can get out now. You can go. He ends up leaving early because
yeah, we almost left.
There comes a time. This is like our third day waking up in Vegas.
Also, that's too long.
We all like wanted to go.
I have a 2-day max in Vegas, and so I was like, you know, we have the commitment for glam for the girls. We have a commitment to the Maxim party. I told her, I was like, get out of your cave. Like, chug some water, get a green juice. It's going to be okay. Because it's like that anxiety. Even though we weren't drinking, even though we weren't doing bad things.
We were still
things,
up till 3 in the morning.
And we're still like,
we're just, still away from our kids,
from
too.
Our kids, it, you reality. Just feel,
yeah.
You feel a little yucky.
You feel dirty.
You feel dirty. And physically, you're on smoke and, like, bad people. And,
yeah. I was just like, I need God.
Yeah.
God's not in Vegas.
No,
where's God?
It's the devil's playground, sweetie. Yeah, it was. So we suck it up. I go to the gym. I felt better. And then did we have nothing that day until we had to get ready for the party? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had such a big migraine. We ended up getting IVs. I said, Aurora, like my migraine, I'm not going to, like I said, I suffer massively from migraines that just ruin my day. And I didn't think I was going to make it to the party. So I call I think it's called Reset
IV. And he was there in 20 minutes.
He was there in 20 minutes. He was from Amazing. Utah. Comes in on the weekends just to make a shit ton of money through giving people, idiots like me, IVs.
Yeah.
Aurora comes over. Next thing I know, we're eating dumplings, having like a deep talk.
Because of course I ordered Din Tai Fung, went down to the lobby, got like all these dumplings. Yeah.
So we're eating dumplings and full glam, getting IVs, talking to our Mormon cowboy, like about deep life and like gender roles and our families. And it was kind of a funny moment.
And then I was singing The Lion King.
And then she serenaded us.
And then
us.
I put it on Instagram and Olivia was like, you have to take
she
this
thought
down.
You're like on drugs or something. I'm like, no. And no, they literally were like, Kristen, is Aurora okay? Did something happen? I'm like, no, you guys, she's been practicing. I can hear her through the walls. She's been practicing for 2 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get in a Disney mood.
She's just singing her show tunes. Okay. We need to support her.
Yes.
And we go, we get ready and we head to the Maxim party, which we were kind of annoyed because it was freezing outside.
So cold.
And I was having a princess moment. I was like, no way. This is GA. This is not VIP. Like, we are on the list. Who do we have to call?
Because well, there were three lines. The celebrity line, the VIP line.
And the GA line.
And then the table that like have, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was no GA line. It was all like
lumped together.
Some word that makes you feel special. Yeah. It's like, this is just such bullshit. Yeah. Like, and then I get mad at myself that I'm like playing this game of like, who's cooler than who?
Totally.
And like getting the stupid picture. And I'm just like, why am I doing this life? Like, I'm away from my kids to like be in the VIP line that is like 200 people deep in the freezing cold.
For sure. And I think that's what Vegas and just in general, these events do to you. You'll be on a high and feel like a queen and so VIP. And then you're like, I want to be on a farm with chickens and my children and throw my phone in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's really extreme.
Because there's always someone who's more VIP than you.
Always.
And then once you realize that being VIP is like just doesn't give you the fulfilled feeling that you thought it would. It just kind of makes you want to do drugs. And like, I don't know.
And we don't do drugs anymore, guys. Yeah. So that option was out.
Yeah.
And so, but then we do, I will say our photos, which I'm waiting for, but the moment there, like wind was blowing in our hair because it was so cold.
The Getty photo?
Oh, you did? Oh, I need to look at those.
Think so. Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. But wind was blowing. Maybe. Like you looked so fire.
Thank you.
And
too.
I wore a bedazzled MAGA purse.
Yeah.
Which,
Which
I know everyone was scared of, but it was a hit. It was a hit.
It was a hit because it was kind of like, why?
I got a lot of followers. I did a Fox News article interview. There's a lot of opportunities that came from that.
And I got a lot of DMs being like, just so you know, like I will be leaving. I will never be listening to your podcast
that
again.
That is so funny. But see, that's the difference between you and I, because I got 10,000 followers from it.
Yeah.
And I got so much love and support. But it just goes to show how like different LA and like the rest of the world is.
I think the only problem with the bedazzled MAGA purse in my eyes is that this concept of MAGA just means something so different depending on who you're talking
to. Totally.
And, you know, I have a problem if somebody sees that and thinks it means that you're racist.
That's crazy.
But like, you don't think that that's what it means. Yeah. But is it just something to kind of incite this controversy, or does it actually, what does it mean to you?
Well, for me, it meant that I was unafraid and I knew it wasn't just a fashion statement. It was I am who I am. And I kind of wanted, not to say I'm some leader in the space by any means, but I wanted to use my platform to say, I'm not scared to say how I feel, because they call it the silent majority. There's so many people who support Trump. Not to
and
get
how
too
do
political.
You feel? What does MAGA mean to you?
I love that question. Mm-hmm. It means for me, and I said this as well, I feel at right now in this moment of who's running, you know, not to get too political, but I'm a mother and everything stems from that. And I believe this person is going to protect our children and set up fiscal opportunities, societal opportunities better for our children than any other candidate currently. And so I'm going to get behind that person that I believe is going to set my children up for a safer, just overall happier opportunities for my children. And that's who I think that person is. But for me, I wanted to say, I'm unafraid to say this, and I want you to be unafraid as well, because there is so much gaslighting. There is so much hate. There is this like connotation, if I say MAGA, then that I'm a racist. Like, that is a ridiculous thing to put those two together for someone who supports someone that just you don't support.
Yeah.
Because you think he's mean. I heard a really incredible quote that said, don't vote for people, vote for policies. And I encourage everyone to do that. So that's what that purse was. It said, I'm not afraid to say this. And wherever you choose, whichever way you choose, don't be afraid either, and to stand up for your belief. So anyway, I got a lot of positive feedback of MAGA, the purse, And it was really exciting. A lot of cool opportunities came from that. And then we went into the concert, which was, first of all, we're not drinking. We have a table with alcohol and tequila that I'm like chugging body armors.
Oh my God, just you and I.
Just you and I. And then we see some friends and 50 Cent comes on.
No, Kristen saw Gronk and was like, oh, yeah, hey, Gronk!
Well, Tyler and Rob were really good friends when we were in Foxborough. So I was like, I'm going in to say
and
hi to Rob.
And you can't miss him because he's like the 9 foot tall guy. Yeah.
And I just told him I'm proud of him. It was actually so funny because the last time I saw Rob in Vegas was a long time ago. We went for my friend's bachelorette party. And it was, you know, he's sweating on stage being the party boy that his kind of brand is. And he's really buttoned up and I'm really impressed by him. And I just told him I'm proud of him and he's doing so much like good stuff on commentating. So it's really cool to see him like grow into a man. So we saw him and then 50 Cent came on and that man, Curtis.
Did I leave before then? Did you stay longer than I did?
No, I went up front to some friends with like Marielle.
Yeah,
and
I was
Winnie
like, why
stuff.
Don't I remember 50 Cent?
Because I went with my friends who like rap music and we shook our ass.
Oh, it's because my older brother showed up.
Yes, they all came. We were like in a deep talk with Pete, I think. And then
I don't get to see him often. We were literally looking at pictures of his 2-year-old daughter while 50 Cent was playing and I didn't notice.
I love 50 Cent so much. And then like, it's so funny too, because a couple guys came up to us, come over and hang out with us. And it's so funny when I hear a pickup line of like, oh yeah, you know my boy? Yeah, he's on the Packers. I'm like, oh cool. Like my husband played. Like, nice try.
And I'm always like, her husband won 2 Super Bowls. Yeah. We're not impressed.
So unimpressed. Thanks.
But I also love scaring guys off that come up to us and they're like, what's your guy's name? I'm like, we have 5 children.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to talk to us?
Are you sure you want to do this? You sure about that?
It's like our vagina has been through a lot.
I'm gonna talk
about. You want some?
Yeah. But it was fun. And then on the way out, it's so funny. I love the 90s and our makeup artist, like, we just saw Pauly Shore. I was like, I would die to see him. And as we left the hotel, left the party, we're waiting for our car and right in front of us is Pauly Shore. And maybe you don't know who he is, but I grew up watching all Pauly Shore movies. He's like a 90s
icon. I had no idea who it was.
I had no idea. And I just walk up and I'm like, Pauly, like, hey. And he was amazing. We're just all of a sudden talking about the Super Bowl. And he's like, what's happening in this world, man? It's getting weird.
And then his
man.
90-year-old friend was like literally planning my escape with him. He was like, you're going to come home with me. We're going to have a wonderful life on a farm. And I'm just like, we need to go home right now.
We talked to them for like 5 minutes. And then she's like, no, this guy literally said he wants to marry me. And
he gave me his card to arrange the marriage. I'm not really sure. I don't know. And I kept it. I'm not ruling out any options. Yes.
A couple of people we saw who actually you guys listened to us and said hi. And just so you know, we always love that. We were like, we are so cool. And that was nice to, you know, to meet some people.
Oh, yeah,
that
was cool. We feel super like just appreciated.
Yeah, it is so nice when you guys either like message us, you know, put us on your stories or say hi when you see us. Like, it totally makes my day.
Well, and also I love when people are like, it really helped me when you talked about this with my situationship. Like, I think a lot of people are feeling embarrassed, ashamed, a little off about their relationships. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know that so many of us have been there.
100%.
And so many of us have felt alone in feeling like we're going in circles with the same patterns with people and not having boundaries. And it's never too late to start over. And mm-hmm. just knowing that you're not alone in that, I think sometimes is all the encouragement you need to like make that choice to choose yourself.
Agreed. And I think talking to, for me, therapy is like talking out loud and talking through it. And I think that's kind of like what you've done. It's to start our podcast, Aurora hated men. She was like, this is not possible. I will never find a man. You know, that's like you just didn't think really, you thought they were all narcissists or toxic. And now she's happy and she's with someone who respects her and has good communication. And to piggyback off what Aurora said, like, even we've all been through shitty, toxic relationships or situationships or overanalyzing it in our heads. And it's totally normal. And if you just keep pushing through and ultimately just keep learning about yourself and what you can take away from each situationship, and you just continue to sharpen yourself and better yourself, which is exactly what you've done, ultimately you'll attract someone who is an amazing human.
Yeah, it's a law of physics. You're going to attract what you put out. And when I think about where I was a year ago, I was kicked out of my house
by your husband.
By my ex, literally kicked out of my house, our house, with my two kids. Like, I was living, I was like essentially homeless, like between like Olivia's house and my friend Siani. Love you so much. Lymphatic by Siani. Like, literally, like, living at her house. I was coping with alcohol, like, just like in such a low place. And I feel like I've taken such a 180.
100%.
And it took work, but I read something that was like, miracles happen when you take blind faith in a consistent direction or something like that. Like, and I believe that concept is so accurate. Like, sometimes you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you just have to keep going in the direction that you know.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. So that kind of wrapped up our weekend in Vegas. We beelined to get the hell out of there. You went to New York. I went straight home and was on the couch with my kids. And it was amazing. It was so high. And it was nice. I told Ty, because I got home at like 8:30 in the morning. I was like, I'm not hungover. Usually I have like an anxiety. Mm-hmm. I can't really get anything done. I'm stressed. I have to unpack and do laundry. And I had a full day. And
yeah.
I was relaxed. I didn't feel physically any type of way or mentally or any guilt or anything. But what did you think of the Super Bowl and the game? And
I thought it was such a cheap win by
NFL's rigged.
I don't know enough about that to comment, but it you know, they're a very rich organization. It would not surprise me.
I think there's something people don't understand maybe is that the NFL is registered as an entertainment company. It is entertainment. Mm. These men, I call them modern day gladiators. You're in this arena to watch these men essentially kill each other.
Yeah.
And it is there for entertainment. And there is it is a billion, multi-billion.
They don't promise to be fair.
It's multi-billion dollar industry. And you've got T-Swift. God, how many times do they show her?
Run by egos of rich men.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love Blake Lively and I thought she looked so fire.
I love her too.
I liked her outfit. And then, but it was an interesting box. It was her, Taylor Swift, and then Ice Spice, who I still don't even know who she is.
Who is that? And why was she wearing an upside down cross?
She was wearing an upside down cross, throwing up devil horns, wearing Balenciaga. Why is the girl who is preaching to tweens, essentially, and that's her fan base, sitting next to a devil worshiper?
Well, this is what I don't understand. Do people wear things like that for the raised eyebrows just like you wore that MAGA purse?
That's a good point.
Because maybe her, an upside down cross means something totally different than what, you know, just like the MAGA purse means something to you that's different to everybody else.
I think MAGA and then like clear child pedophilia and upside down crosses and devil horns were clearly like satanic. That's like tough to argue. She's a devil worshiper, and to have that next to Taylor Swift, whose audience is all young girls, I think it was bad move. I did not love it.
What is that?
I don't know. So it was strange. But then Usher crushed it. I loved that it was not woke. There was no secret messaging that I picked up. I mean, the roller skate routine. We're just gonna. Like, that was impressive.
You're just gonna roller skate?
You just did a full roller skate.
Did you see a picture
routine
of him? I saw a meme that was like him when he was 25 to like he's like 40 something now. Like, he looks younger now.
He looks amazing.
But you know what I thought was a little odd? Like, did you start seeing all the news the next day where it was like, Usher says he was madly in love with Chili from TLC, whatever? And like, she commented and she's just like, okay, like, why?
And then he
like,
married his now wife that day.
It was such
day
a weird thing to start talking about.
That is really
Do you know she's dating
Matthew Lawrence?
Yeah,
love
I was like,
that.
This is so funny because they're like 90s,
I
you know,
love
icons.
The Lawrence brothers. And then Usher got married that night, I think.
Yeah, to his longtime girlfriend.
Yeah, so I love the performance. And then, I mean, I knew they were going to win. There was a moment where they showed Christian and I just started crying because I just feel for him and like,
I mean, they all work so hard.
So hard.
And to
back
win in kind of just such a cheap way. I feel like that's always how the Super Bowl is.
Yeah, it is. And we all knew that was going to happen. Like, we knew, I mean, call me conspiracy theorist, but the Taylor Swift.
We will.
Taylor Swift and her whole agenda. The next day it came out that Travis Kelce is producing some Biden-supported movie. So predictable. But I did see something. It was like, oh, it's so predictable. Why don't you put money on the Chiefs to win? So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. Still an interesting relationship to me, but
totally.
I hope they're happy.
But we also have, there's so much more to talk about, like Brittany Mahomes cover of Sports Illustrated.
That was huge. I mean,
so many people were pissed about that.
Yeah.
As if like, having WAG favorites as the cover of Sports Illustrated is some new thing.
Well, they were smart to promote it during Super Bowl week. That was smart. I just from being somewhat in it, it's that, you know, she is arguably the most hated woman as far as a WAG, both amongst women and men. Men do not like her. That is no secret. That's not my opinion. That's a mass majority opinion. However, she is now a Sports Illustrated rookie. Like, she's doing something right.
Well, because I guess all press is good press.
But I mean, maybe that was smart, is to choose someone they knew was going to be controversial.
I guess it's just like, it feels like everything nowadays is a statement. Like, can't everybody, anybody just do something? I don't know. Can't we just do things just because, like, you're supposed to be on Sports Illustrated if you are athletic, if you are have done something incredible in this space of sports.
Yeah.
Like, and it's become hot girls who are
WAGs. That's what it is now.
Which is fine. I'm fine about that, but why now that Brittany Mahomes is on the cover is everybody like up in arms about it? Because they don't find her to be like as attractive as some of the other ones.
That's why. That's I don't know.
I actually she looked pretty good.
I don't want to comment on another girl's looks, but I miss the Hannah Jeter days. Yeah, I mean, she's doing it. So
yeah,
so it's evolving.
Yeah,
yeah. What else do we have for Super Bowl? Overall, what are your takeaways? What are your thoughts?
Okay. Once again, from trial and error, I've confirmed that anything more than 2 days in Vegas, sober or not sober, too much.
Enough.
Way too much. Oh, man. Gambling
can be fun.
Can be fun when it's someone else's money.
Yes. And when you win.
And I don't know. I mean,
I think at the end of the day, I love these, you know, quote unquote VIP experiences and life and all that. Yes, it could be fun, but I always come back every single time and time again. I do something really cool. It's, I'm so happy to be home. I am so happy to be with my husband. I am so happy to be with my kids and in my bed. That feeling after a shower and like going into your bed and your covers. You know, there's home is where the heart is.
Home really is where the heart is.
It's so true, though. It really is.
I got out of there real fast because I would rather fly Southwest in the back of the plane home to be with my kids than fly VIP private jet.
For sure.
You know, and stay a couple days longer.
And when you do see these events and these pictures, I can guarantee you guys, like 80% of those people in Vegas are empty and they're looking for what you might have at home right now.
Yeah.
And that's a good partner, which, you know, we can share. Aurora has found right now with Dr. Liv.
You guys, it's been 2 months. Calm down.
Well, I'm a big fan. Okay. There's a lot of guys she's dated. I'm like, not impressed.
I know.
And I'm a fan.
Chris is like, he bought me Louboutins. I like him.
I was a fan before.
She's actually liked him from the very start. That's because they have very similar like politics.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Love a strong man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.